Network, because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Normally, we have a rule that one call per caller per day, but we're going to break that rule right now because apparently Dustin in New Jersey wanted to respond to one of the other callers. So, Dustin, aloha. What's on your mind?
Mike, I got a response to Dave from New Jersey. He keeps saying, like, I'm from Ukraine. Dude, I was born in New Jersey. I'm a Catholic. My mother was born in New Jersey. I'm not from Ukraine. My family heritage is from Ukraine. But, I mean, what does, like, he calls in and talks about your flask and your what does this have to do with anything? Why don't you call in to what's going on with the wars? It's like, I'm thinking, my God, you know, like, we call in, we're telling you, you know, what's going on in the world, and you know what's going on. I mean, I don't understand why he calls in just to bring up...
He just wants to hear his voice on the radio.
Well, he brings up a lot of Jewish thing. I'm not Jewish, but if I was Jewish, black, Hindu, it doesn't matter because the facts are the same. Something's gone wrong. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's just... So it's like a diversion of what's going on in the world. It doesn't matter who you are and what color you are and what gender you are or whatever now. It's like it's what's going on with your government. And I just want people to keep that in mind because, I mean, he calls in and another gentleman calls in occasionally because you don't have a sword on the wall anymore, so they can't call in for that. You know? You remember that, the two, yeah, it was the two hopskits deal there. But, like, I just don't understand why people got to call in. Why can't they call in with some, like, substance with, like, what's going on in the world? You know, like, with India, with the tariffs or what? I don't understand why people got to waste their time calling in for nonsensical crap. I mean, we got Brazil calling in with common sense stuff. We got other people calling with, you know, Al from Canada calling with common sense. But then we get, you know, crap, Mike, you know, like,
yep.
I get angry, you know, angry at people calling, like, I'm like, if I was you, like, what does it matter? I'm not sitting on a golden toilet. I'm sitting on a porcelain toilet like everybody else. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's the diversion of what's going on, and it pisses me off because there's a lot of stuff going on in this country, in the world, and this kind of nonsense is diverting us for, you know, from people calling in with, like, with Layla calling in. But, you know, Layla's great. You know, I love
yes.
Layla because, she calls in with a lot of stuff I even know about. But, I mean, I just wish people call in with, like, you know, with stuff that's going on now. I don't really care what's going on in the biblical days because, you know, I'm not very religious. You know, I'm born a Catholic. I went to Catholic, you know, like, I live in the here and now, and the here and now is not going well.
No, it
you
isn't.
You know, and but Mike, I just wanted to lay that out. I'm sorry I'm ranting, but it pisses me off. I just wish people would call to just what's going on into the now, okay? Have a good show.
Yep. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. And, yeah, occasionally we get callers who just want to waste our time and try and pull us off topic. Over in Sweden, they're getting ready to hire hundreds of new police officers to deal with a growing trend of sexual offenses against vulnerable people and children. And Mats Löfving, head of the police's National Operational Department, commented on the new policy saying, "For me, this is incredibly big. I think it is the biggest and most important investment I've had in my time in the police. And it is the most vulnerable group we are helping, women and children who are exposed to violent and sexual offenses." So how's that open border policy working out for you up there in Sweden?
All righty.
Okay, down in Great Britain, Theresa May is still out there that she's going to block the no-deal Brexit. And, okay, she's going to block the no-deal, and the way she's going to do it is she's going to align with Remainers in the Tory party, including Secretary of State for Work and Pensions Amber Rudd and Chancellor of the Exchequer Philip Hammond. So they're still going to fight this thing out. And at some point, I think the British people are going to get fed up with waiting and saying, now, 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 or leave office. Let's get somebody else in there. Over in Paris at Notre Dame, they actually held a service there just yesterday. It was a very small service, invitation only, and everybody had to wear hard hats. But it basically shows they're trying to get things back going. They've run into a bit of a snag. Remember when Notre Dame first burned and there were all these millionaires who came on out and said, I pledge, $1 million or $2 million to the restoration. Well, apparently they got their moment of fame on TV and the news, but they haven't yet signed the checks. And so Notre Dame is having to fundraise more at the grassroots level. And apparently they're getting a lot of contributions from people here in the United States of America. So they will get it built. And as of the last word that I heard, they're going to put it back exactly the way it was before. They're not going to put this glass thing on the top of it. Everybody knows what Notre Dame looks like. It's been in movies and books for going back hundreds of years. So they want to put it back the way that it was. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. They're making a big deal about this transgender athletics. In fact, they were doing a thing on Fox News a little while ago where apparently this transgender athlete who's been winning all these women's events is saying, no, I don't have any kind of an advantage. In fact, I'm really at a disadvantage competing with these real girls. Well, then you keep winning all the trophies. Now, over at USA Powerlifting, they're being sued for discrimination in Minnesota by J.C. Cooper when they declared a biological man could not compete in women's events. And the Federation's president says it's prepared to go to court to keep the policy in place and said they're protecting the rights of women to compete fairly in athletics. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with transgender. And is it just this rush to make everybody equal gone crazy? Because we're not all equal. We never were. Each of us is a unique person. But they're trying to mandate absolute equality. It's crazy out there. It really is crazy out there. All righty. There's been a lot of talk lately about how the Pentagon is interested in UFOs. And I think before I get into the story, we're going to take a phone call from W in Texas. Aloha, W. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to mention that I think the executive order about GMOs, I'm not sure if you mentioned it last week or not, but I just saw it. I thought that was kind of sad and interesting that that was passed kind of under the radar with everything that was happening last week. But I think that's bad precedent.
We did talk about it. We did talk about it on the show, and I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump, where he's basically streamlining the process by which genetically modified organisms can get to the marketplace. And I think, it's driven by profit, but it's very, very reckless because there have been no studies on the effects of long-term exposure to GMOs in humans. They just put them on out there and people are eating them. And we don't know if it's causing long-term harm. The attitude is, well, it didn't kill you, since yesterday, therefore it must be safe.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's funny that it's coming at this time where all these lawsuits are happening against the Ready Roundup. It's kind of interesting that it's happening at this point. So
yes.
I just wanted to mention that. Thank you.
Yeah, there are all these lawsuits coming up against Monsanto. And I think Monsanto, what they're going to do is try and get the government to indemnify them the way the government indemnified the vaccine industry and the early computer industry. All right, we've got another caller, Art off the grid. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, talk about this transgender sporting thing, whatever, and, oh, I'm at a disadvantage. Look, I want to commend these people for saying, no, if you're biologically male, you cannot compete in women's events. I commend them, major props. Take that to the court. And the only argument you really need is, ladies and gentlemen, we have before us someone who claims to identify as a female. But if we look at genetics and biology, there are only two verifiable sexes, male and female. This individual is clearly male for XYZ reasons. Therefore, so I identify as a lot of things, but that's just me. I can't take that anywhere in the real world and use it because it just doesn't work. You can identify as a popsicle if you want. Doesn't mean you're a freaking popsicle. You know, Rachel Dolezal, she identified as black. We saw what that did for her, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
This is just plain damn ridiculous. It's getting to the point of outright stupid.
I agree. I identify with being a very wealthy star of talk radio. It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. I identify as the world's greatest farmer, but I don't see me getting the recognition anytime soon. But look, you know, this whole thing, you know, we see it. They're pushing this crap in the schools. They're not worried about. I watched a video the other day of a young lady who valedictorian of her class gave her speech. She was, thanks to my parents, thanks to all my friends and the teacher. You know, she listed off her teachers. You guys have been great. You've been my mentors. But as far as the student counselor and school faculty and whatever, she unloaded on these people because they were not there when they needed them. They were never available to the parents, never available to the students. They never had time for anybody's personal problems until come time for graduation. Then they're all so proud of them. But then the question was raised, why did they not have time? It's because they're too busy trying to indoctrinate third graders into how to identify and all this other perverse garbage. Folks, get your children out of school. Start homeschooling them. If you have children in school and you're bitching and complaining, shut up until you're ready to pull your children out of school and start taking responsibility. Stop using the schools as a daycare center and start being responsible for your children. Take back the power you have as parents. Until you do that, you've got no reason to complain. I know I'm ranting, Mike, but damn it, I'm like Justin. I am pissed off. I am fed up with this crap. I'm so pissed off. Mike, I just want to punch somebody. Thank God I live way out in the country, away from people, because when I get like this, all I want to do is punch somebody. And I'm not an aggressive man.
Well, it is hard to try and figure out what has been going on here in the United States of America between this gender fluidity, the indoctrination of children, this pushing of the gay agenda, and it almost does feel like last days of Pompeii, or Rome just before the fall there, the days of Caligula, where it was all going crazy. And maybe it's just a symptom of people who understand something has gone horribly wrong with this country, and they're frustrated because they can't do anything about it. And so they're acting out and trying to say, well, I'm going to get involved with this other issue because here I can do something and try and make a difference. But it really is silly. I think it's really silly. And again, I don't think biological males should be competing in athletics with biological females.
Absolutely not. And you know, I tell you, Mike, I watched a video a couple days ago or several days ago, and it was a video that was put out by Canada Vice. Anybody can look this up. We have 8, 9, and 10-year-olds dressing up as drag queens and then doing drag shows and having dollar bills stuck, you know, the audience sticking dollar bills in their damn garter or whatever it is that they're wearing or whatever. This is, I'm sorry, if this is not bordering on child pornography and child endangerment and child, God only knows what else we could come up with, Mike, we are in trouble. Anyway,
yes.
Thanks, dude. I'll let you get on with it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open now. So a while back, there were some stories about how the Pentagon had developed a new interest in UFOs and that pilots were now being encouraged to report them, as opposed to previously where pilots tend not to report them. Now, this is probably to basically cover up the development of new Black Project aircraft. As you know, the Pentagon is scrambling to catch up with Russia and China, certainly in the field of hypersonic missiles. And there's a long history of the UFO craze being used to sort of obscure Black Project aircraft development, so that when somebody's out there in the middle of the desert and they see something amazing flash by in the sky, they'll say, oh, it must be a UFO. And people will tend to like not listen to them all that much. And if you go back over the history of Black Project aircraft development and TV shows about UFOs, they do line up. They do line up. Somebody would go out to the TV studios and say, we need a show about UFOs, alien invaders, something like that. And the studios and networks would say, okay. So apparently, President Donald Trump said that he's met with officials about the UFOs, but he's been briefed by the military on the sightings. He says he doesn't believe them, which is going to disappoint the UFOlogists. And I'm in agreement with him, because I'm absolutely convinced the universe is filled with intelligent civilizations, but it takes a lot to get between stars. We still don't really know that it's possible to break the speed of light. And in any event, even if some alien civilization has succeeded in doing that, I can't imagine we have anything of interest to them. They would see us not just as technologically primitive, but as sociologically primitive. You know, on the level of having, you know, bits of bone stuck through your nose. Not worth the bother of stopping. And so that's why I'm in agreement that whatever's up there, it's either a natural phenomenon or it's an aircraft under, going through tests or something like that. I remember when I lived in Southern California in West Covina, there was this UFO, very brilliant, hanging over the San Gabriel Mountains, and everybody was saying, UFO, UFO. Fortunately, I had the first of my astronomical telescopes, and I was able to see it was a runaway weather balloon. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. I want to step on back to the Hong Kong protests because Fox News just ran a segment on it. The protests are huge. The streets are just absolutely filled. And apparently the protesters' current demands are that everybody who's been arrested so far in the protests be released. They want the police who were basically beating up peaceful protesters, they want them arrested and thrown in jail. And as I mentioned before, they're calling for Hong Kong's leader to step down. I don't know how they're going to be able to fix this. We could see the entire government structure of Hong Kong brought down and replaced. So it's very, very intense. Speaking of protests and bringing down and replacing, MoveOn.org, over this last weekend, organized nationwide rallies to support the impeachment of Donald Trump, and it was a complete failure. Hardly anybody showed up. The pictures, they couldn't even get enough people bunched together to make it look like there was a crowd. So that really shows, no, Americans are not in support of impeachment here. Three major pharmaceutical companies have brought a lawsuit against the Trump administration in response to the president's recent mandate, they must disclose the pricing of their drugs in television advertisements. I think it's a really good idea. I mean, when you see a car commercial, they tell you at the end of the commercial how much the car is going to cost. Why shouldn't drug companies do the same? Well, because they don't want you to deal with the sticker shock or maybe go looking for competitive pricing. But in this case, Trump is right. Now, drug giant Pfizer announced on Friday it's going to increase the list prices of 41 medications next January, just months after it agreed to temporarily roll back price hikes under pressure from President Donald Trump. So basically, they're thumbing their nose at Donald Trump. The new prices take effect January 15th, apply to 10% of its portfolio. Most of these drugs will see 5% increases. Okay. Over in Arizona, there's a company, Insys. It is an opioid manufacturer. It reported almost $150 million in revenue in 2017 and was basically caught bribing doctors to write prescriptions for their highly addictive, potent opiates. Sort of, you know, again, create patients who come back and get the drugs over and over and over again. And I've seen what being addicted to prescription painkillers can do. It is a very powerful addiction. So apparently Insys has agreed to pay $225 million in a settlement. And as usual, nobody goes to jail. So apparently the doctors are getting paid for issuing prescriptions of Subsys, which is the company's fentanyl-based painkiller medication. That's tacky here. All right. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has surfaced from the void, from the twilight, and apparently he's going to file lawsuits against New York State for repealing religious exemptions from mandatory vaccination. And I hope after he does that, he goes out to California and files a lawsuit for repealing medical exemptions from mandatory vaccines. But last April, bureaucrats in New York State decided it's within their jurisdictional purview to eliminate the rights of parents to opt their children out of mandatory vaccinations for religious reasons. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who created the Children's Health Defense, is having none of it. So Kennedy and his legal team are planning to file a series of lawsuits for violating the religious liberties of state residents who oppose vaccines as a matter of personal faith. Now, in a recent social media post, Rita Palma, who's a New York State resident who runs the My Kids, My Choice website, made a formal announcement about the lawsuits. In it, she warned that despite being home to the strongest legal talents in our movement, this movement, referring to folks who support health freedom and medical choice, New York State and its bill repealing religious exemptions is the most draconian repeal bill passed. Well, not anymore, not because of that one out there in California. And again, it shows we're living in a dictatorship. We no longer have any choice over our bodies. We're being told what medications we must take. We're being told what medications we're not allowed to take. We're being told what foods we must eat. We're being told what foods we may not eat. And it just seems to go on and on. We're not being treated like a population. We're being treated like herd animals in a giant ranch. So next I'll be issuing collars. All right, got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Man.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the telephones to Layla in Canada. Aloha, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Mike, I'm sorry I missed the earlier part of your show. Have you discussed the fact that Iran is threatening to increase its production of uranium? You did discuss that. That, unfortunately, Iran, the Middle Eastern people who are capable of complex thinking are very multi-layered, and it's hard to say who made the attack on those tankers in the Gulf of Oman, but we are pushing. If we don't make Pompeo and the others back off, Iran will be pushed. I mean, look at us. When we think about the U.S. government further denying us our rights, what do? We recommend preparation, preparing for the worst, and stockpiling.
Yes.
Obviously, Iran is not going to do anything less than what we're recommending from our own domestic perceived threats. So Iran knows that Israel attacked them without provocation in 80 and destroyed their nuclear plant. Everybody is just sitting back and saying, oh, this doesn't meet the threshold of credibility. It doesn't even reach the criterion of the boy who called wolf. We don't believe this. Israel is clearly behind it. That's not enough. Sanctions have got to be taken against Israel, and possibly pressure has got to be put by the international community on Trump to get rid of Pompeo and Bolton for world peace.
I would absolutely agree.
Yeah, the question is, how do we do it peacefully? How can it be done?
Well, the very best way is for everybody to, you know, write their member of Congress or the White House, and the White House rather, and just let them know there is a huge mass of people out here that disagree with this direction. The problem is that Israel has wanted Iran to be broken up for quite a long time. This is going on 30 years, and I don't see them backing down.
Israel will not willingly behave with logical restraint. It has to be imposed from the outside. And the same with Trump. He's completely in the pocket of Netanyahu. The more I read about Trump's history. Now, I have to preface this by saying, during the entire campaign, I was on the edge of my seat praying that Trump would win. I lost a lot of friends and relatives who stopped talking to me because I was such an adamant Trump supporter, and so anti-Clinton. But the problem is, I now believe that Trump is no better than Clinton would have been. She might have been slightly worse, but I don't know how much worse. It's now up to the American people or the international community to come to their senses and impose some kind of sanctions on Israel, not only to support BDS, but to go even further. And something has to be done to pressure Trump to get rid of Pompeo and Bolton. Those two maniacs are the very snake that Trump used in his metaphor or his analogy when he was talking about nurturing a snake and bringing it in.
Yes.
Trump is so utterly two-faced, it is appalling. I'm so ashamed. I'm ashamed to talk to the people with whom I argued with over their condemnation of Trump as a candidate for as a president. He's turned out to be far worse than anything that could have been predicted.
He's a disappointment.
And simply writing is not enough, because they know that we know that we don't know how many other people have written in. There has to be a public, unified show of support against the U.S. being manipulated by Israel any longer. I mean, we are basically Israel's farm team, Israel's satellite. And I'm not talking only about the U.S., but Canada as well. For example, in 2006, who was in Tel Aviv interviewed in the Jerusalem Post, bragging that he was overseeing the bombing of Lebanon that killed the United Nations workers? Erwin Kotler, who's described by the Liberal Party of Canada as a human rights activist, a human rights lawyer. It's just outrageous how bad Canada has been complicit in Israel's crimes along with the U.S. And it's up to us, both in Canada and the U.S. Simply writing is not going to be enough, because they know that we don't know how many other people are saying the same things. And all the people in Congress and in Parliament are bought and paid for. So it's up to the people now. How to do it peacefully is the question.
I leave that up to you.
You've got a tremendous ability to harness the peaceful outrage of people, of the public, and hopefully you can get other talk show hosts like yourself to get together and find some way of bringing the numbers up to a credible level where people unify and say, you will not be reelected, and in fact, we will not elect any more corrupt members of Congress, and certainly not a head of state like you. So hopefully something can be done before this all explodes. Iran will not be goaded too much longer before it actually takes action. So,
well, you know, I mean,
good luck, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Right now on Fox News, they're going on and on about the Iran nuclear threat. You know, they're back to that one. Iran is a nuclear threat. And a reminder, Iran is enriching their uranium to the degree needed for reactor fuel, and it is nowhere near high enough to make an explosive device. But the corporate media can be counted on to say, oh, Iran is a nuclear threat. Iran is going to nuke Israel. Iran is going to nuke us. Have we not had enough of this? We had, you know, with Saddam's nuclear weapons and Assad's sarin gas. That's just amazing here. All righty, we have another caller waiting on the line. Fred in Iowa. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I didn't vote in the last presidential election. I will never vote in another presidential election. But the left, or the Democrats, couldn't have a better president than Trump. But I'm going to make this statement. I think Trump, and this is not written in stone, this is just an opinion of mine, I think Trump will win the presidential election next year. And I could give a little reason here. I don't know if you've heard of Carol Quigley, the professor at Georgetown University, which is a Jesuit university, but he wrote Tragedy and Hope. And he was President Clinton's mentor. And here's what he said. The argument of two parties should represent opposite ideals and policies. One perhaps of the right and the other of the left is a foolish idea, acceptable only to doctrinate and academic thinkers instead. The two parties should be almost identical, so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extensive shifts in policy. The policies that are vital and necessary for America are no longer subjects of significant disagreement, but are disputable only in details of procedure, priority, and method. In other words, the Hegelian dialectic, you're wasting your time to think that if the Democrats get in, it's going to be any different. It isn't. And if you want to make comment on that, fine, you know, I'll talk to you. But I'm through, you know, talking.
Well, yeah, I can understand your frustration here. And as far as not voting, voter turnout has been rather low. The problem with that, of course, is if you're registered to vote and you don't vote, somebody gets to use that registration to vote someplace. Our voting system is a mess. It's a complete. It's an international joke. And so, Trump came into office promising he was going to fix it, and instead, nah, just going to let it go on the way it already has. And I don't think Trump is going to win re-election. I think he is a one-term president. And
so what makes any difference? You didn't get what I just read to you. It doesn't make a damn bit of difference anyhow. If somebody's going to take my vote or our vote, the other party, didn't you understand what Quigley said? It makes no damn difference.
Yes, yes.
So it's futile.
Well, it's all an illusion to make us think we still have some say about how the country is run, but very clearly we do not. I know there are a lot of people opposed to the upcoming war in Iran. Their voices not being heard. And apologies to Layla. I think we're going to get into it. Now, working from out here in Hawaii, I'm very limited in what I can do. And unfortunately, I think by the time Claire and I do get back to Indiana, the war with Iran will already be underway. In fact, I just saw a story where apparently the United States is preparing a tactical response to the attack on the oil tankers, meaning they're going to go into Iran and blow up something important.
Well, look at what they're doing to our children. Look at what the homosexual community, or what the hell you want to call it. Has anything changed? It's changed continually for the worse. You know, you said something earlier about Caligula and Rome.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if you get this or understand it, but we're in the last days right now.
Oh, I get it. I'm convinced that this country is heading for a Soviet Union-style collapse.
A recreated Earth. Well, anyhow, have a good day, my friend, and goodbye.
All right, thank you very much, and we're going to switch over to David in Iceland. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I have a short comment this time. I was thinking about Norway. I think they were helping Iran enrich uranium to create electricity so they could sell more oil. Is that
yes.
true?
Well, I think so. I think a few of the nations that signed the P5+1, the deal was that Iran would ship them their unprocessed uranium. They would enrich it and turn it into fuel rods and send it back. And that was supposed to make everybody
exactly.
happy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, we're going to let you go here. Phone lines are now open. Okay, Bayer has announced that they're going to invest $5.6 billion over the next 10 years to develop new weed-killing methods, which means they understand sticking with glyphosate and Roundup is going to be bad for business. And I'm sure that Bayer is probably having buyer's remorse after buying Monsanto last year for $63 billion. So Bayer is currently engaged in these legal battles all over the U.S. in which plaintiffs claim that Roundup weed killer is causing cancer. There have been rulings in three cases. Have gone against Bayer, including a California jury that awarded a couple $2 billion in punitive damages after concluding that sustained exposure to Monsanto's Roundup weed killer led to their cancer diagnosis. Now, Bayer is still insisting that studies have established that glyphosate is safe and it stands by the product, yet there's a lot of disagreement, and the World Health Organization's cancer agency says that glyphosate is a probable human carcinogen. So that was a bad bit of business there. Okay, let's talk a little bit about computers. They had a massive, massive blackout across Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay. 44 million people left in the dark when the interconnected power grids all failed. Now, they don't know what happened, but a lot of people are saying it kind of calls attention to the adoption of smart grid technology and its access, or rather its connection to the internet, where it can easily be hacked. And I'm in agreement. These mission-critical utilities should not be connected to the public internet. Now, Amazon is selling a bracelet that will give you an electric shock if you eat too much fast food, bite your nails, or spend too much time on the internet. How it knows that you're doing things, of course, is a mystery. But the inventor says it's not as powerful as a taser, but it will deliver enough voltage to make you jump. Somehow, I don't think this is going to be a hot seller. Well, we'll see about that one. All righty. Over the weekend, there was this New York Times article that came on out, basically announcing that the U.S. was making great strides in penetrating the computers of Russia's power grid. And it was your basic booga booga, don't do anything bad to us, Russia, we'll shut you down. Donald Trump actually came on out and was highly critical of the New York Times, saying they shouldn't have run with that story, which means one of two things. Either it is a gigantic bluff, or they really have penetrated Russia's power grid, and they don't want Russia sending people in to dig the hacking software out. Meanwhile, over in, EE News, they have a story about how some of the world's most dangerous hackers have zeroed in on the U.S. power sector in recent months. And this was a non-public alert issued by the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. So everybody's hacking. Everybody's hacking. It's insane here. Okay. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. And we touched on this briefly in one of our phone calls earlier today. Huawei, because of the growing friction with the United States and possible licensing issues with Google and Android, has decided to simply go ahead and develop their own alternative operating system for smartphones. And as our caller today mentioned, it's estimated it's going to be some 60% faster than the Android rival. Now, long-term listeners know I'm not a big fan of Android. We've had two Android devices. Neither one of them was anywhere near as pleasant to use as the iPhone. But it will be interesting to see what Huawei comes up with. And at the very least, you're going to know that Huawei's operating system isn't loaded with all kinds of spyware, courtesy of marketing companies and the U.S. government, which I think is probably the reason it's going to be 60% faster. Because all of that slows down your machine. All of that listening to you and watching you and trying to figure out what you're going to buy next. They're basically stealing your compute cycles and your memory to make their money off of. Alrighty, again, turning to China, the world's largest drone maker, DJI, has come on out with a land-based robot called RoboMaster S1. It is to teach kids about robots, coding, and robotic warfare. Because apparently when the S1s battle, I guess they've been watching BattleBots, there are hit-detecting sensors on each side of the vehicle that allow the winner of each fight to temporarily immobilize their opponents. So that's moving on there. All righty. I've been saying this all along. Natural news. Dear President Trump, if you do not end censorship by big tech, you will lose the election and thrust America into a violent civil war. I certainly hope he's wrong about the last one. But Trump seems to be oblivious to just how important social media was to getting him elected. And we're now basically seeing all of the corporate social media, it's all hardcore liberal. Conservatives are banned. And there will be no platforms out there for people to support Donald Trump. So what the heck is he doing? Why is he even going through the motions of having a re-election campaign? Why aren't his campaign advisors telling him that this is a major problem, that this is going to cost him the election? So it really is... He's got to do something about this. By the way, the censorship by corporate media has now expanded to alternative health. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please share what you know with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com.